It's a sad truth for many that youth is wasted on the young. So ran an article in the Telegraph about 10 days ago. They get the good looks and physical perfection, but squander it pursuing various states of intoxication. And the article went on to chart our physical decline. In our 20s, we lose suppleness when collagen begins to harden. The decline starts in earnest in our 30s. Every year, we can lose up to 1% of our aerobic capacity. Over the next 30 years, our strength will drop by a tenth. By our 40s, life's occupational hazards will have taken their toll. The sixth decade sees a continued decline in the cardiovascular system. Our strength, reaction times, and aerobic ability all deteriorate. But you're glad you came to the lunchtime service today. And if you do stay for lunch, just have a salad sandwich and a glass of fruit juice. But in many parts of the world, old age is valued. Old people are respected. With age comes wisdom. Their opinions are valued. So in Asia, elderly statesmen are the norm, not the exception. Can you imagine that happening here in the West? Here, youth is celebrated. Fresh ideas, new ways of looking at things. Old age equals old-fashioned. It's all around us in the media, youth culture. Advertisers know that to sell a product, they must give it a youthful image. So when was the last time you saw Reebok trainers being advertised by pensioners? You wouldn't see that. But who is right? Does the energy of youth really outweigh the wisdom of old age? Which is better? We come this afternoon to our last study in the book of Ecclesiastes, and over the last few weeks we've been looking at Solomon's investigation of life more than 3,000 years ago. Just keep your finger there in Ecclesiastes 11 and turn back to chapter 1, and we'll set it in context. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 12. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 12. Solomon looks back and writes, "I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I devoted myself to study and explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind." And if you've been here over the last few weeks, you'll recognize that phrase, under the sun. It's the phrase he uses to describe a secular worldview. Human life sealed off from God. And his conclusion is that life without Jesus Christ is utterly meaningless. And over the last few weeks, we've seen Solomon look at various values, different aspects of human life: ambition, wealth, work, pleasure, man-made religion, relationships. And time and again, his conclusion is the same. Without Jesus Christ, it's meaningless. The diagnosis is very bleak. Well, we come to the end of Ecclesiastes today, and Solomon exposes one last area of life under the sun, and that is age. Age. So we'll turn back to Ecclesiastes 11, and we'll follow Solomon as he exposes first youth and then old age. So first youth, Ecclesiastes 11, verse 7. "Light is sweet, and it pleases the eye to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all, but let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless." Life is beautiful, he says. We should enjoy it and value it, but set it in its context. However long our life may be, compared with eternity, it's very short. The days of darkness will be many. And if under the sun is right and life is all there is, death holds no promise, no gateway to a better future. For those living life under the sun, everything to come is meaningless. So Solomon's advice in verse 9 isn't a surprise. Look at verse 9. "Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see. Well, when I was at school, I always used to look forward to the weekend as the chance to do what I wanted to do. I didn't have to go to school. I could do what I wanted to do. But by Sunday evening, I knew that Monday morning was just around the corner. Maybe you're the same when you think about work. Sunday evening, you know that you've got to get up early for work on Monday morning. So although technically you're free to do whatever you want to, the future restrains you. The thought of what lies ahead means you don't go out late on a Sunday night. It restrains you. Well, in life, you may as well enjoy yourself, Solomon says. Since death is going to end it all anyway, you're free to do whatever you want while you can. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Pursue every desire. Abandon yourself to pleasure and the playboy lifestyle. But with all the uncertainties of life, know this one thing, Solomon says. Verse 9. There is a price to pay. Know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. And that bursts the bubble. Death and judgment make life under the sun meaningless. Go out and enjoy life. Don't deny yourself any pleasure. How can we if we know that we're going to be judged for the way that we live? Judgment means we're unwise to abandon all constraints. Youth and vigor are meaningless. So what should our response be? How should we live in the light of God's judgment? Well, Solomon tells us in verse 10, "So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body." Or a better translation would be, "Put away evil from yourself." Separate yourself from sin. Don't live in the shut-off world of life under the sun. There is a God, and he will judge us for ignoring him. Youth and vigor are rendered meaningless. So that's youth. What of old age? Well, in life under the sun, old age is not appreciated because life is valued according to its assumed usefulness to society. So many people would rather go round the corner to Harley Street and have expensive and painful surgery than acknowledge that they are getting old. Health clubs are financed by people who are trying to cheat the years. Lifestyle magazines promote the latest diets and suggest that you can eat your way to a younger you. Keeping your youth is the goal. And as part of our refusal to face the reality of old age, life under the sun culture tells us that actually old age is just one long holiday. It's a second youth, but with the added benefits of financial security and few responsibilities. It's even better. So after a lifetime of hard work and saving, retirement holds the promise of reward and enjoyment. There's no need to worry about money any longer. Pensions have been saved. Investments have matured. Financially, life is secure and comfortable. The autumn of life glows with the prospect of grandchildren to indulge. Time for families. Hobby, rounds of golf, a cruise to enjoy with your spouse, and many other things that you've looked forward to all your life. Old age in our culture, in life under the sun culture, is rosy. But Solomon exposes that for the lie that it is. Youth is meaningless, but old age without Christ is also meaningless. Look down at chapter 12 and verse 1. "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them,' before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after rain." Old age is not the warm glow that we imagine it will be. At the end of verse 2, did you see the clouds? As soon as the clouds have dropped their rain, they return again with more. So there is one sadness after another. and for many people, old age is a time of desperate loneliness. The All Souls Clubhouse, our sister church near the telecom tower, visits many elderly people here in this parish who are desperately lonely. Well, spouses will pass away. Lifelong friends will fall ill and die. Families will disintegrate. As marriages end in divorce, so grandparents lose access to their grandchildren. Pension plans fail. Financial security is an illusion. The clouds return after the rain. And then Solomon goes on and describes how old age affects us physically. And he uses the metaphor of the house. Did you notice that from verse 3? When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders, the teeth, cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when eyesight fails. Verse 4, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, so when deafness sets in. When men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs are faint. When men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, so people are afraid, they don't know who's lurking around the corner. When the almond tree blossoms, when hair turns grey and white, when the grasshopper drags himself along and sexual desire is no longer stirred. It's exactly how Shakespeare described it in his Seven Ages of Man speech. Do you remember that? Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. This is life under the sun. It's very bleak. And it's no wonder the historian A.J.P. Taylor once commented, "The greatest problem of old age is that it may go on too long." But old age under the sun couldn't be more different from old age for the Christian, for the person who knows Jesus Christ. Of course, the sadnesses and the frailties are still there. We live in a fallen world. But the Christian has the promise of Isaiah 46. Let me read that to you. Isaiah 46, 3. "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you." That's a wonderful promise for the Christian. But without him, it's bleak. I wonder if you know the play Endgame by Samuel Beckett. Endgame captures it well. Endgame is the term used to describe an ending in chess, where the outcome is certain. Your opponent's defeat is guaranteed. Well, Beckett saw the parallel between the chess endgame and between human life. Regardless of how a person plays the game, he or she will die. It's a bleak play, but it's life under the sun. Death and judgment, then, render everything meaningless. Youth and vigor are meaningless. You can't even enjoy yourself because of judgment. Old age is meaningless. It's merely the end game before a meaningless death. But thankfully, there is more to it than that. Judgment is not a completely negative thing. Far from it. Judgment makes sense of life. Judgment sets life in context. The fact that we will be judged means that life under the sun does not accurately describe this world. Our lives do have meaning because what we do, we will have to give an account for. So what is Solomon's advice in verse 1? How should we live? Well, he says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. And again in verse 6, remember him before the silver cord is severed or the golden bowl is broken. Verse 7, remember him before the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Solomon takes us back to creation in Genesis 2, where we read that the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. But like our ancestors, Adam and Eve, we all rebel against our Creator. We choose life under the sun. And so we face the Lord's judgment for it. It was this time last year that my father was diagnosed with a serious illness, and he was told he just had a few months to live. And the very first thing he did when he was told the news, when he came back from the hospital, the first thing he did was to go to both of our next door neighbors and warn them. This is what's happened to me. Now, are you ready for when something similar happens to you? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the day of trouble comes. We have been created by Jesus Christ, and one day we will give him an account of our lives. So life is not meaningless. It does matter very much how we live. Look at verse 14. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Well, let's conclude. Youth and old age, is one better than the other? Does the energy of one really outweigh the wisdom of the other? In life under the sun culture, the answer is clear. Youth is better than old age, but both are meaningless. So where should we go? Well, Solomon helps us in verse 11. Look down at verse 11. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Goads are those pointed sticks used to drive cattle along to keep them going in the right direction. And if these words of Ecclesiastes have spoken to you, will you allow yourself to be goaded by them? If you're not a Christian, will you allow these words to direct you to the Lord Jesus Christ? Solomon tells us in verse 12, we don't need to look anywhere else. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books there is no end, and much study wearies the body. The search ends with Jesus Christ. Verse 13, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Well, if we come to Jesus Christ confessing our sin, our Creator and our Judge can be our Savior. Through Jesus' death on the cross, God's judgment for our rebellion has already been met. All the time we've lived life under the sun, he has paid for. So the future holds not fear, but great confidence and promise for those who trust in Jesus Christ. Well, if you're not a Christian and you'd like to know more, please do talk to Jago or to myself, or pick up one of these little booklets by the door on the way out, which will tell you a little bit more about how you can begin to follow Jesus Christ yourself. Well, maybe you're listening to this and you are a Christian. Then are God's words to you like those in verse 11, like firmly embedded nails? Are they stuck fast to you? Ecclesiastes has taught us that we'll only find meaning and satisfaction and value in Jesus Christ. But if you're like me, often we'll look for those things in other places. I wonder what they might be, what those places are. Where do you look for meaning and satisfaction? Is it family? Is it promotion? Is it marriage? Is it having a place of your own? Is it early retirement? I don't know. Let's take the words of our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, to heart. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Everything else is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Let's pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for your word, which lays bare our world. We thank you that you have not left us living life under the sun, but have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Thank you that in Jesus we have forgiveness and life and all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Please help us to follow him this week and to trust him with our future. We ask in his name. Amen.